T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Peter Ahern of Ahern Consulting, former special agent in charge of the Buffalo FBI, is with us this morning. Peter, nice to have you on again. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Sure. We're talking about the Gabby Petito investigation into her death. And, you know, Peter, there are thousands of missing persons cases each year, many of them that end in tragedy. Why do you think this one is getting the attention that it has and captivating this nation?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not surprised that these things happen, and actually questions have been posed to a lot of psychologists and some of the people that look into things like this, and I don't have an answer for it, quite frankly. I mean, I think people get wrapped up in things when there's some media get the attention of something like this, and then they just kind of spin out of control about it. I mean, because you're absolutely right. I mean, every day people go missing, but to have this on a scale of what it is kind of surprising to me, but I guess it really shouldn't be when you think about it.
You mentioned every day people go missing. I was going to ask how often something like this happens. You know, maybe under these particular set of circumstances where you're kind of far away from home, out into, I guess you can call it the wilderness. How risky of a situation is that, given what you've seen throughout your career?
Well, I don't, risk happens every day. You can walk out on the street, get hit by a car, there's risk. But something like this, I mean, you have to go back and look at this couple. I mean, you look at how they were with each other. There are a lot of reports going on that they've had issues before. I mean, it was a classic issues of some domestic violence in there. And then they go on a long road trip and get into a fight. And what spurred, if this is really what happened, the boyfriend killing the girlfriend, I mean, again, the presumption of innocence there has to be given. But, you know, when you're in something like that, you're traveling across country, you're in the middle of nowhere, and you get into a fight like that, and what breaks and what makes somebody snap is an answer for the ages. I mean, it's just hard to say. But out in the remoteness of that, whatever spurred this to happen, you're out in the wilderness, and if you're going to have to do something like that, then that's probably where you're going to probably do it.
Well, now we have a homicide with Gabby Petito, and Brian Laundrie is missing. Do you think he's alive?
I think right now the indications to me, when you look and put things together, I think he possibly is. But again, he can't last out in where the area that they think he is very long. Even let's say if he's not even out there and he's off somewhere else, somebody has to be supporting him. I mean, you know, to leave unless he's left with a bag full of thousands and thousands of dollars, which I think investigators are pretty much tearing that apart on the financial side of the family to see if there's any support. Somebody has to be helping him once you get past a certain time when somebody goes missing. And you have to remember now, he's a person of interest, not technically a fugitive because there have been no charges. Those may come later after you look at the forensic analysis and you look at autopsy reports. I mean, they're not going to give up on this to try to put a case together. And he can go from a missing person to a fugitive pretty quickly.
You know, from the perspective of somebody investigating a case like this, would you have been getting nervous the more attention this got in the media? I mean, I would just kind of imagine that a suspect fleeing like this would be more likely the more attention that the case gets. Is that something that you found?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I think one of the biggest thing that surprises me, I mean, we see that the family really isn't helping. They, for lack of a better term, they lawyered up. But one of the biggest things that surprises me here is when you now have a missing person, in this case, Laundry, out there in the wilderness, wherever he is. They had contact with him over the last few weeks. There's reports that the family went camping together. Usually in something like this, it's a missing person, you get the attention in the media. You know, the family should come out and kind of make a public appeal to have him turn himself in and get these questions answered on what happened out there. I mean, that's kind of a standard if the parents were worried about him. But now you have a lawyer, which is their right that they're talking to. But the fact there's been no public appeal for him to turn himself in kind of surprises me.
Yep.
Again, that's something that does happen. We had a manhunt with Andrew Cunanan back in the day, and the question was, do we get the mother or do you get the sister make that public appeal to turn himself in is kind of what happens. I'm surprised nobody has brought that up yet, and that just makes me more suspicious, quite frankly.
We also see day after day, and we just played a clip earlier this morning of now more people coming out to, saying, I saw them here, and this is what they were like, or, you know, I was out to dinner at a restaurant and saw them arguing over here. Is that helpful or hurtful? When you have so many of these, and you know, some of them sounding a little bit more credible than others.
Right, that's a standard. I mean, you're going to get that, especially with this kind of publicity. I'm sure the tip lines are lighting up. You probably have reports where they've probably seen him on the other side of the country. And rest assured, a lot of these tips are going to be looked at. There's no doubt about it. It's like anything else. You know, if you have a terrorist event, people are looking for somebody that's a fugitive on something, and they're saying, well, I saw the person at the corner of what we call walk and don't walk and was standing there, and then you have to go out and you definitely have to go out and take a look at something like that. But it can divert the attention from what the real issues are. If the investigators have tips, that's one thing. But if they're working on something right now and they feel very confident, for example, that he's out, in the reservoir areas or wherever he is, and they're spending a lot of time there, they must have information that's indicating that's kind of where he was last seen, and they're either into a recovery mode for his body or, you know, if he killed himself, that is a possibility. You have to look at all of that, and then you're going into a recovery issue here. But, it is standard. You get people with tips all the time. I mean, it just... You know, you can't help it. It gets the attention. And, you know, for whatever reason, people are calling in with tips. I saw him, you know, or I saw him with somebody. And it can be very frustrating for investigators, that I can tell you.
You know, and if he is alive and he becomes a fugitive, if anyone is helping him, they face serious charges too, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. And again, I've said this before with fugitives. You know, this is a big country. I mean, any given day, there's thousands and thousands of people wanted for various crimes. You know, what brings me back to think of things was Eric Rudolph at the Atlanta bombing and the abortion clinic bombings back in the day. You know, he was a fugitive for over 5 years, hiding in this country. And, you know, he had no support but himself, but he was more of a woodsy type individual. But, if he goes to a fugitive, you know, that's something that, you know, is a standard, you know, how to look for him, but it's a big country. And they'll rely on the public. They will rely on tips. You could see rewards being offered. But right now, you know, there's a lot of speculation with that. And, you know, I think they've got reason to be doing what they're doing right now. You still don't know if the family is cooperating. That's another factor. You know, maybe they don't come out publicly, but they could be cooperating now. And I don't think law enforcement will make that public, you know, at this point, because, you know, it'll just get more attention. So there are a lot of I don't knows going on with this. But you have to look at what the obvious is, the fact that he's missing. The best part about this, even though I don't want to call it really the best, but they found her. They found Gabby. And they found her fairly quickly for something like this in the Grand Tetons out there. And they found her quickly. But at least she's been recovered and she can get home for the burial that she deserves. And now you got to find out what's happened with this person. Do they have evidence that he killed, you know, Gabby? And will he go from a missing person to a fugitive is the next question.
Well, Peter, we appreciate the expertise and the insight this morning. That's Peter Ahern, former Buffalo special agent in charge of the Buffalo FBI office and with Ahern Consulting, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.